How to publish a preprint. Hello, this is Roger Watson, and this is an article from Nurse, Author and Editor in 2020, Volume 30, Issue 2, and in that issue, it's Article 6. Since the early 1990s, the practice of preprinting and distributing manuscripts on the internet prior to peer review and publication has been common in the laboratory sciences. According to Abbasi, the practice of distributing preprinted manuscripts has taken place in the biological sciences since the 1960s. More recently, principally in the past decade, preprinting of manuscripts has spread to other fields, and a practice once frowned upon by publishers and many in the academic community has become accepted, encouraged, and even considered good practice in academic circles. Moreover, it's being enabled by some leading publishers, such as Wiley. Preprinting means that you can make a version, usually the final submitted draft, of a manuscript available online either prior to submission to a journal or simultaneously. The preprint is then available for anyone to read and comment on, and is usually accompanied by a caveat that the version has not been subject to peer review. Orman and Nickel give a good overview of the advantages and disadvantages of preprinting. Advantages include the opportunity to obtain unsolicited comments on your manuscript, which may be helpful in improving it for eventual publication. Publishing a preprint also allows you to get your results out early, albeit with the above caveat, and to share them with your scholarly community. In so doing, you can also publicly claim the work as yours, which is important in highly competitive and fast-moving fields. Preprinting is also encouraged under open science, both as a means of sharing data quickly and freely, and as a means of encouraging transparency in the processes of research and academic publication. There are disadvantages too: loss of novelty, which may impact future publication, and questions about sustainability and discovery. Even so, many believe that preprinting is no longer the wave of the future, but rather a method of dissemination that is here to stay. They contend that the pros definitely outweigh the cons. So, making it happen. Preprinting can be done in several ways. Initially, it was done through personal websites and institutional repositories. This is still an option. However, there are better ways to preprint a manuscript, and this is facilitated by a range of platforms, most of which are discipline-specific. I don't intend to review comprehensively the whole range of platforms for all disciplines, or even for nursing. Instead, I will focus on three platforms that I believe are particularly suitable for nursing, and these are MedArchive, Authoria, and the Wiki Journal of Medicine. First, MedArchive. MedArchive describes itself as the preprint server for health sciences and specifically includes nursing as one of the categories of manuscript it accepts. It's free to use and supported by Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, the BMJ, and Yale University. You must register with the platform and provide details, including a valid email address of all co-authors. The best way to register with MedArchive is using an ORCID number. I would strongly recommend all academic authors to register with ORCID, which is easy to do and is free. More details can be found at the ORCID website. I've also written about the process in Nurse, Author and Editor. The MedArchive platform will guide you through the process of submitting your manuscript. The process is very similar to submitting a manuscript with, for example, Scholar 1, which is used by Wiley and many other publishers. Once you've completed all the steps, the system will generate a PDF document for you to check and finalise the submission. The preprint will not appear automatically, as it will be checked prior to publication. You should log in to check the status of your manuscript. The review process can take 4 to 5 days. Once the manuscript is approved, it will be published with a DOI, and I must say that I've used the system myself and it works very well. Once the preprint is published, you may send out the link on social media and add the preprint to your CV. In due course, the preprint will appear on your ORCID page. Once the manuscript has been accepted by a peer-reviewed journal, a link to the published version will appear on the MedArchive site, although there may be a delay in this happening. Next, Authoria. At the About Us section, they describe the platform as: Authoria was founded in late 2012 with the mission of accelerating scientific discovery. We were frustrated that other writing tools didn't fully understand the needs of researchers, especially researchers in a web-first world, and we wondered why the internet age hadn't yet delivered a modern toolset for scientific collaboration. Authoria is the document editor we always wanted. The site is described by Wikipedia as an online collaborative writing tool that allows researchers to write, cite, collaborate, host data and publish. The platform is owned by Wiley, and while students may use it for free, other authors are only permitted a limited number of manuscripts before they must pay. Like MedArchive, it is advisable to register using an ORCID number. An additional feature of Authoria over, for example, MedArchive, is that it allows collaborative writing of manuscripts by several authors. It also has a facility for other registered users to comment on preprints, and it has useful features such as being able to add citations directly from PubMed. The formatting style of a range of publishers is supported, and it has a drag-and-drop facility for tables and figures. Once an article is published in Authoria, it will be assigned a DOI. Supplementary material such as data and statistical coding may also be stored in Authoria. At the time of writing, there was one article on Authoria with the tag nursing. Not surprisingly, the topic is related to COVID-19 and there are no posts commented. Finally, the Wiki Journal of Medicine. The Wiki Journal of Medicine describes itself as an open access, free to publish, Wikipedia integrated journal devoted to medicine and biomedicine, and I have to declare an interest here. I'm an associate editor of this journal. The Wiki Journal of Medicine offers diamond open access publishing, whereby no payment is required either to publish or to read an article. The journal is supported by Wikimedia as part of the Wikiversity projects. The whole enterprise is crowdfunded. As regular users of Wikipedia will be aware, there are annual requests for donations to support the platform. The unique feature of the Wiki Journal of Medicine is that it works by publishing preprints, essentially in the format of a Wikipedia page, which, if accepted by the journal, are subsequently published. The published version of the article is made available as a PDF document with a DOI. However, the preprint remains and, as with any Wikipedia page, may be edited in perpetuity. Articles may be written for the Wiki Journal of Medicine using a standard formatting and editing facility and a facility that easily allows references to be added. In other words, it's not necessary to use the rather cumbersome HTML, the hypertext markup language, that's also used for Wikipedia pages. Nevertheless, the finishing touches to articles are often only accomplished using the HTML. Once the article is submitted and made publicly available, then the editors will assign reviewers, and in fact anyone may submit comments. This process is entirely transparent, and reviewers are given the opportunity of identifying themselves. You may be interested in taking a look at the Wiki Journal of Medicine site, and I have also published on this site. So, I've given you an insight with examples of some ways you may consider preprinting your manuscripts. Your choice will depend on what your objectives are for your article. Clearly, preprints submitted to the Wiki Journal of Medicine are intended for publication in the journal. Authoria only allows limited free use. MedArchive is free to use. Preprinting has been with us for many decades, and it's now widely accepted and even an integrated practice in mainstream academic publishing. It's encouraged under open science. My advice is that nursing authors should consider preprinting their manuscripts.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.
Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian, and this is my friend Sam.
Oh, why? It's